The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
1-800-411-SAVE.
That's us.
Is it true? Can I really save money on my 411 calls?
It is true.
Wait, how can it be true? Because 411 costs money.
It does. Probably about a dollar or two, depending on where you live or who your carrier is. But in our case, the call to you is free when you dial 1-800-411-SAVE, and it is free because you listen to 10 or 15 seconds of advertising.
Oh, I think I can handle that for free. Because I think every time Ponzi picks up the phone and dials 411, it costs about as much as it does our monthly bill.
Right.
$3, $4, something seriously insane. And you're telling me...
I've calculated that the Perillo household could save a couple hundred dollars a year.
A year? No, I probably a day. Because I swear, we'll be out and about, and Ponzi needs to find something, and she'll start dialing. I said, no, babe, I know there's the free service, but I wasn't sure. Are you guys ready? Is this working for everybody now?
So we had saved making the announcement for the Chris Perillo Show that we are now available nationwide.
Wow.
We have been beta testing the service in San Francisco Bay Area and Chicago for the last 4 or 5 months. One of the reasons we did that was to get feedback from users. We have a feature on our service, unlike a regular 411 call, where you can press zero at the end of it and give us feedback. We've had thousands of people leave voicemails. We listen to each one. We've added new features at the rate of one every several weeks based on feedback we've gotten, and now we think we've got the right service out there to make it available for the country.
Are you guys making that voicemail available for people who visit your website?
Oh, so that you can listen to those?
Yeah.
No, that is a good idea. Let me write that down.
Well, come on. Yeah, I mean, I want to hear what other people are saying about this stuff. I mean, again, 1-800-411-SAVE. And that's I have to say this over and over again because I've got to ingrain it in my own head, and I'm trying to get Ponzi to understand that, hey, we can actually save money. And it's only 15 seconds of a commercial right now?
Right. So we call it the special offer message. We require, actually, our advertisers, you can't just advertise on our service. It has to be either a special offer or some other way to save money so that the name 411-SAVE, it becomes more ingrained. It's not just that you're saving the dollar or two on the call, but even the message you hear is some other way to save money.
Yeah, I'm reminded of the OnStar commercials that I see on television. They'll just have like a regular old blank screen, and then they'll have a call, an actual call that's been placed. Have you seen these commercials? The ones that I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those are very effective. Very effective. At least for me. I mean, I'm not going to run out and go get OnStar. I mean, I haven't had a car that is, I guess, been enabled for it. I'm not exactly sure how the whole thing would go. But I know after seeing that over and over and over again that they definitely got a pretty good service and some happy customers out there.
Could you apply your 411 savings towards this new feature for your car?
Could I? Is that a question?
You got to spend all that money somehow that you're going to be saving.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Now, you've got a website then, 1-800-411-SAVE.com, I'd assume.
Yeah, and so one of the things we're doing at the website is a lot of times people say, hey, look, I don't have time to either remember it or do anything when I heard that special offer message because I was on my way in the car. I was calling 411-SAVE for a restaurant. So we feature hundreds of special offers, deals, and coupons on our website at 1-800-411-SAVE.com in the special offers section.
That's a long URL.
It is a long URL.
It's huge. Well, of course, but people, they're going to have to dial a toll-free number when they're on a phone.
Yes.
Can you use this on any phone then?
Yeah, it'll work. It'll work from home. It'll work on your cell phone. Pretty much any phone.
Now, does Canada have an equivalent to 411, or is it also 411 up there?
That is a good question. I don't know.
I'd just be curious, just because I know we have a lot of international listeners, and you know, some of them happen to be in the States frequently. Could they use or call this toll-free number when they're in the States?
I will.
Or you're not sure?
Yeah. Do we give? Does it work for Canada? I'm not sure. I'll
well,
find out.
Not necessarily even work for Canada. Let's say I've got a cell phone with a provider from Canada, and I don't know how that all works. But I came down to the States and wanted to make a 4-1-1 call. Could I dial the number, or would I need to be from a U.S. based line somehow?
Yeah, I've got to believe that it can work because I think it would work.
Let's, hey, we'll throw it out there. If there are any Canadians listening who want to give it a try, you know, let us know. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Hey, you never know. Now, where did you come up with this idea?
I started working on it when I was a student a couple of years ago with some of my friends. We're basically the type of people that actually look at our phone bills, and it was always this one charge, the 411 charge, that would go up every single year, year after year. And over time, I basically said, hey, Google made search on the Internet really effective, and there's a benefit when you type in something. If you type in satellite TV and you see those special deals off to the side, or flowers, and you find out who will deliver for $10 off, there's a benefit to matching what you're looking for with companies that want to provide you that service, and it's totally backwards on 411. You pay to reach the company. And so we figured, let's turn this around and let the companies pay to reach you when you make a 411 call.
Yeah, but are you making that intelligent in the sense, let's say I needed to make a call to a flower arrangement place, and this is what I was looking for. How would 411-SAVE or 800-411-SAVE or 1-800-411-SAVE, whatever you're going with your branding,
yeah,
how would they know that I was calling for flowers?
Okay, right. So let me just describe to you, listeners will find this interesting. The way our architecture works is we first take the call and then we put it into the 411 operator pool. So it's answered by literally the same type of agents that would answer 411 calls if you were, say, an AT&T caller.
Mm-hmm.
They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They'll give you a residence. They'll give you a business number anywhere in the country. The difference, though, is that our ad engine will insert that 10 or 15 second message into the back end of the call based on what you were looking for. Now, right now, we're a new company, so it's not like we have advertisements for everything, but in a number of categories we do. So, for example, if you had called for that florist, you would probably hear our ad for 1-800-Flowers offering you a 15% discount if you mention 411-SAVE or mention 1-800-411-SAVE on any order that you place.
Oh, wow, that's nice. All right, Andre, give me a second. Now, what's SAVE?
7283.
I don't have letters on my phone.
You've reached 1-800-411-SAVE. This call is free. Please hold for an operator.
Wow. Let's see how long we have to hold here. Where's the music? I don't get hold.
Yeah, we need some.
Ooh, you can play my podcast back.
We need some Bon Jovi.
One moment, please. The next available agent will assist you.
Something to spruce it up. We've had a lot of demand for the service, so the hold times right now are a little longer than we'd like them.
City and state, please.
Seattle, Washington.
Thank you. What listing, please, in Seattle?
Pete's Coffee. That's P-E-T, two E's.
Thank you. One moment, please. And is this for a business?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment, please. Here's your listing for Pete's Tea and Coffee. Thank you.
Thanks for calling 1-800-411-SAVE. We want to be your 411 choice. After you get the number you requested, press 0 to give us your feedback about our service.
Hmm.
The number you requested is 206-267-4688. Press 1 to hear your number again. Press 2 to get a text message of your listing. Press 3 to hear the address. Press 0 to give us your feedback. Or press 9 to hear these options again.
Oh, that's hot. Hang on.
3401 Fremont, Seattle, Washington, 98103.
Returning to the main menu. Press 1 to hear your number again. Press 2 to get a text message of your listing. Press 3 to hear the address. We'd like to hear your opinion about the 1-800-411-SAVE service. Please leave your feedback after you hear the sound of the tone.
You guys rock!
Yeah, we are pretty pumped about this because we are providing features that not even the paid 411 carriers are offering.
Dear, I mean, you read the address? Oh my God, that's amazing!
As far as we know, we are the only company in America doing that on any 411 service.
Wasn't there a competitor? There was another, like, a 411 service that did stuff for free.
Yes.
Are they still around?
They are still around.
Okay.
We don't like to talk about them very much, but
well, of course not.
We differentiate ourselves by innovating and providing new features for users and providing the best experience.
So how come you're not actually connecting the call for me? How come I have to write down the number, or I could get it by text message?
Yeah, I mean that's you know, because we are not a true carrier like an AT&T or a Sprint, we have to pay them to connect the call that you make, and it's really, really expensive to do that. I suppose that we may, in future time, if we become large enough and effectively become like a real carrier, then we could offer call forwarding. But until then, we have a couple of features to help you out. One is getting the text message to your cell phone. The second is that the system is smart enough to remember that if you call back in a certain period of time because you forgot the number, you wrote it down wrong, it'll just immediately give it to you without you having to listen to an operator. So why don't you call right back right now, and you'll see that feature.
All right. That didn't sound good. Let me try that again. It doesn't like us, apparently. I don't know what the hell that is.
Okay, but if you called back, it would basically say, hey.
Well, let me try it again here. Here we go. I don't know what it was doing before. 1-800-7283. Oh, okay, that's kind of a pattern then. Okay, 7283.
Thanks for calling 1-800-411-SAVE. To hear the last number you requested, please press 1 now.
Oh.
Otherwise, please hold for an operator.
Dear God.
The last number you requested was 206-267-4688-2.
I'll tell you, that is the feature people thank us the most for, because everyone's had the experience of being in your car. You know, you pay for the 411 call, they push you through, and of course your call gets disconnected.
Wait, can you set it up so that I can automatically get a text message when I call in and get a number, so that way I've got, like, I have it written down, that I don't have to write it down, so that I don't have to request to write it down?
Oh, I see. So, that would be a good personalization feature. We don't have it now, but I'll put that down.
Oh, yeah. That would be killer.
Automatic.
Oh, wow, that is hot.
Automatic text.
That is so hot. I had no idea you guys were doing that much work in this. I mean, I just assume it was just, you know, make a call, you know, listen to an advertisement. Well, that's pretty darn extensive.
That's why we've been staying kind of very quiet up until now. We've done no advertising, no marketing. It's just been word of mouth, and we wanted to hold off on our national launch until we basically thought we could come to market with the absolute best 411 service, and on top of that, have it be free.
I can't believe it. Seriously, it's hard for me to wrap around my head around the idea that I can make a 411 call, essentially a 411 call, not pay for it, and get this level of customization.
Yeah, and we're going to keep 1-800-411-SAVE is going to keep rolling out new features and benefits.
You've got more features on the back end.
We're, we think that's the way to keep building loyalty.
Yeah. Well, let me put it this way. You've really built loyalty with me right now in doing that demonstration live on the air. I mean, you didn't know I was going to do that. I figured I'd throw you a curveball to see if, hey, is this guy really for real, or is he just lying? That was real. That was legit.
Yeah.
Holy cow. I'm totally blown away. I'm flabbergasted at this. You're going to make $1 billion.
Well, I'd be happy with a number smaller than that, but
I swear to God, you will make $1 billion with this.
I'll tell you where I really see the future of the industry is getting large enough and building enough. You know, people wanting to tell their friends and family and email other people about 1-800-411-SAVE is the way we're going to get a lot of users. But ultimately, to make it interesting and relevant to people, we need to get to a point where anything that you are looking for, you can hear a special deal or a special offer for that thing. And then when it becomes the telephone equivalent of a search engine, then we're beyond 411 being just something you get at no cost. Now we become the 411 when it comes time to saving your time or saving your money. So So that's my vision for the company's future.
So are you into adoptions? I mean, I don't know how old you are, but you know, I could be, you know, adopted legally somehow to be.
Can you cook, Chris?
No, but I my fiance can, and it's a package deal. We can come together.
Will you take me on your next vacation?
We probably have to. I think we're going to have to take a chaperone on our next vacation if you've ever read about our infamous vacations.
I wish I'd been there in Hawaii. I feel like I missed out.
Yeah, a lot of people say they really wish they were there, if only to just witness the, you know, chaos unfolding. So.
I'll settle for an analysis of Hawaiian coffee, though, if I could just get that.
Oh, man. I could not. I still could not find. Could 1-800-411-SAVE actually find me a good place to find coffee? I mean, a really legitimate good place.
You know, we'll do anything to please our customers, but we have limits. There are certain lines we will not cross, boundaries we will not go through.
Well, there's one boundary I can't cross anymore. That is drinking coffee. Actually, I had to quit it altogether.
You quit it?
Yeah, I did. Well, I think when I think we first met, I don't think I was drinking coffee. It's too much, the caffeine in my system, and plus I don't drink coffee just black. I have to have cream, and of course the calories add up, and
yeah.
I can't do it that way. So how big is your company then? Assuming it's called 1-800-411-SAVE.
Right. We have fewer than 10 people. We are small and nimble, and intend to keep it that way as long as we can.
So do you plan on getting acquired then by Google, say?
No, we do not plan on getting acquired by Google. Nor, I might add, do we plan on getting acquired by a carrier. And in fact, I think a carrier would be insane to try to do this because, you know, they've got their set of users that for whatever reason want to pay them $1.50.
Well, it's because they don't know. I think right now that's the biggest hurdle that you're facing.
Yes, I agree.
Is the information war. You know, 411, it's easy to type in. It's already ingrained. I can tell you this. It will take me a while to get to the point where I say, oh, yes, 1-800-411-SAVE, and to be able to translate that to my fiancé and tell her, no, stop calling 411.
Right, right.
It costs money. I don't care if it's $1.50. That's another frappy crappy that you can get at Starbucks.
Yeah, the funny thing is, it's the same with my parents, my family. I mean, all day long they're hearing me talk about 1-800-411-SAVE, but sometimes you just dial 411 because that's what your fingers are used to dialing. And we just have to keep getting the word out as often as we can to kind of train people to reach for 1-800-411 as opposed to just 411.
Is there any possibility? Well, you know, here's what you could do. You could tell them to program it into their phone. And I have a feature on my smartphone that as soon as I start typing something in, it'll automatically pare down the listings in there.
Right.
So I could type in 411, and it would list everything in there that was equivalent to the letters or the numbers.
Okay.
So 1-800-411-SAVE would actually populate. As I was typing in 411, it would pop right in there. I don't know if Ponzi's phone works that way. It's a pocket PC.
So for a lot of people, you just do it manually? I mean, you... store it as a
I mean, I would probably type. I have it in my address book, but I'm usually not the one who makes the 411 calls. It's Ponzi, and by the time I tell her no, call the other number, she's done. She's already done it.
What does Ponzi typically call for?
Really stupid things like we need to find something, or how do I get a hold of this restaurant to make sure we can get reservations? And it depends a lot on where we are and what we're in. So if we're in a different city, we'll tend to use it. If we're in my car or her car, we probably won't because we have a mapping system built in that has an address book that we can key in like a name of a place, and then if it has it listed, then we can get the address and phone number equivalent. But if we're in a rental car, it's easier to pick up a cell phone and say, hey, you know, where is this place?
Right. Okay.
After hearing this. And that text messaging feature and the callback and everything, I think you will have sold Ponzi on that idea because we don't have to scramble to write anything down if we can get it sent as a text message. That is absolutely – I'm telling you, Andre, the free 411, great, yeah. No. The killer feature is that feature alone.
Yeah.
Mark my words. More than the free thing. Yeah, the free thing, great. Yeah, sure, I'll save money. The text messaging feature – because think about it. That's the biggest frustration beyond the money thing again is, oh, crap, fine, I gotta write it down. Oh, you remember this part of the number. I remember this part of the number.
Exactly.
How many times have you done that?
Right.
It's done. I'm done with it. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done.
That, that's another reason we like the name 800-411-SAVE, is that we're also about saving you the time and saving you the frustration that most people have come to associate with 411. And, in this case, helping you save the phone number that you were calling for.
Wow. Now, do you? I'd assume you have those kind of savings that we may not think about listed automatically in bullet points on your website, like save time by getting the phone number by text message, save, you know, money by getting your 411 calls for free, save...
You know what? That is a good... We're, in the next few weeks, going to launch a new version of 1-800-411-SAVE.com, and that is a good... that's a nice... Okay, that's a nice theme we can put in there.
Now, would you call this a phone 2.0 company?
But we should.
No, don't. Please don't. You know, I saw something. It was a typo, actually, in a message. It was a... What did he say? He was something about a web 0.20. I'm like, yeah. I was a web 0.20 company, too, back in 1996.
Yeah.
I'm sick of that whole meme. I'm done with it. I swear I'm done with it. I'm the anti-Web 2.0 guy. Just because I don't think it exists. I think cool companies like this and cool products and cool services and cool technologies like this exist. I don't want to put a label on it. It's just cool.
So we won't be seeing Perillo 2.0 then?
Yeah, maybe when I give birth.
That's right.
At some point, I don't know. That there's nothing in the works. There's nothing that's happening. Don't want anybody to read into anything at all.
Well, I mean, you know, Chris, Ponzi, fiance.
Maui, need I remind you? You laugh. That's because you weren't there. It was like World War III.
I feel like I was there reading the blog.
You know, that apparently that went very far. A lot of people know of us because of that incident in particular.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because it was drama.
It probably made blogging history.
I don't know if it made history, but it certainly got us some attention. And some people say, wait, are they just doing it to get attention? No, I tell you, every time Ponzi, she fires a shot across my bow, I can't just sit there and take it. I got to respond.
Yeah, my friends and I, we thought there's no way you can make up stuff like that.
No, you can't. You can't make stuff up like that. You just can't. And you also can't make up stuff like this. I mean, congratulations for launching this. I think you've got a great product. Listening to it, now that I know that it's out there, I'm certainly going to be talking about it.
I'll
be an evangelist.
Thank you, Chris. And I want to let the Chris Perillo Show listeners know, obviously you can always leave feedback on the service by pressing 0, but if you try out 1-800-411-SAVE and you like the features and you like getting the information for free and want to give me direct feedback, you can call me directly, and my direct phone number is 650-814-8227.
Wow, that's pretty bold to leave your... Do you think anybody's going to call you and ask you for directions?
I will not take 411 calls, I will take feedback.
The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media. Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, you get hosting, a free blog, complete email, and more. Plus, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1, that's CHRIS, and the number 1 when you check out, and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.